Section 3. A Brief History of Southern and Eastern Asia. Colonialism and Struggles for Independence. The people of Southern and Eastern Asia were not all able to escape European colonialism. India was a colony of the British. France colonized most of Southeast Asia, creating a colony known as French Indochina. Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia were all part of French Indochina. Many of these countries gained their independence following World War II. While the Koreas, China, and Japan escaped the harsh effects of European colonialism, they were all affected by the independence movements and the growth of communism. World War II and its aftermath. Many Asian countries were major participants in World War II. The reason the United States entered World War II was the Japanese attacks on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii on December 7, 1941. In the Pacific, the United States and its allies fought alongside the Chinese. Before the outbreak of the war, Japan had been slowly taking over parts of China for resources. During the war, China, the United States, and other allies slowly pushed the Japanese back from areas they had occupied. The war finally ended when the United States dropped two atomic bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki 3 days apart in August of 1945. The massive devastation to the Japanese homeland that came from these bombs forced the Japanese to surrender. After World War II, two major movements swept through Asia, nationalism and communism. Nationalism, or pride in your country, fueled independence movements in India and French Indochina, where the native people tired of foreign rule. India's independence movement was led by Mohandas Gandhi, who emphasized the need for a peaceful, nonviolent independence movement. On the other hand, Vietnam's independence movement was led by Ho Chi Minh, who fought for all of Vietnam to become a communist country. Communism is a type of government in which a single party controls the country and the government owns all property and controls the economy. In 1949, China had a revolution and became communist. After World War II ended, the Cold War, a war of words with no direct fighting, began. The United States wanted to contain or stop the spread of communism to other countries in Asia. This policy of containment brought about U.S. involvement in conflicts in Korea and Vietnam. Korean War. At the end of World War II, the alliance between the United States and the Soviet Union ended. The two countries engaged in a Cold War, or a war of words and threats of violence. While the two countries never fought directly, they were involved in several wars supporting opposing sides. The Soviet Union provided support for communist forces in other countries, while the United States provided support for democratic or non-communist forces. During the Cold War, the Americans and Soviets competed for allies with their preferred form of government. The United States was worried that if one country became a communist country, other neighboring countries would also fall to communism. This idea is called the domino theory. Due to this theory and the U.S. policy of containment of communism, the United States became involved in Korea. During World War II, the Korean Peninsula was under the control of the Japanese. At the end of the war, the peninsula was divided, with the North being controlled by the Soviet Union and the South by the other allies. In 1950, North Korean forces invaded the South to reunify the peninsula under communist control. The United States, along with the United Nations forces, fought alongside the South Korean forces. After 3 years of fighting, an armistice was signed in 1953. An armistice is a temporary pause in fighting. A formal peace treaty was never signed to officially end the conflict. The boundary between the two countries had not changed during the 3 years of fighting. When the fighting ended, each country maintained control over half of the peninsula. Initially, the United States and the Soviet Union had agreed that the Korean people would get to vote and decide what type of government they would like. In the end, however, the peninsula was simply divided into two countries. The northern part that was controlled by the Soviets became communist, while the southern part became an ally of the United States as a democracy. Today, the Korean Peninsula remains divided, with tensions running high along the border. In fact, the border between the two countries is a demilitarized zone, which means no military equipment or people are allowed within the border. North Korea remains a communist country with a dictator. Because the country is focused on its military, other problems in the country, such as poor farm production and frequent famine, are ignored. While the Soviet Union no longer exists, North Korea is an ally of the other remaining communist countries, such as China. However, even China has moved away from the strict autocratic style of North Korea. South Korea, on the other hand, is a stable democracy with a fast-growing high-tech economy. It remains one of the United States' main allies in southern and eastern Asia. Vietnam War. The domino theory and the spread of communism also led to a conflict in Vietnam. At the end of World War II, many Vietnamese wanted to reorganize their country under the leadership of Ho Chi Minh, who had spent years fighting French colonialism in Vietnam. Ho Chi Minh was a communist, however, and the United States did not want any new communist countries in Southeast Asia. Once again, it was feared that if Vietnam became communist, the other nearby countries, for example, Laos and Cambodia, would also become communist. As a result, the United States supported French efforts to regain colonial control over Vietnam. In 1954, the French decided to give up their fight to regain control, so the United States stepped in. At the 1954 Geneva Conference, attended by several countries, decisions were made about the future of Vietnam. One decision was to divide Vietnam into North Vietnam and South Vietnam. Elections were to be held within 1 year after the division, and the Vietnamese people would be allowed to decide what type of government they wanted. The United States, however, was worried that the Vietnamese would choose Ho Chi Minh and the Communists, so the election was never held. War broke out between the North Vietnamese, led by Ho Chi Minh and supported by the Soviet Union, and the South Vietnamese, supported by the United States. At first, the United States just sent military advisors to help the South Vietnamese, but as the war continued, the United States sent in more and more troops. American troops began fighting in Vietnam in 1965. By 1969, more than 500,000 U.S. soldiers were in Vietnam. North Vietnam had allies as well. Both the Soviet Union and China sent troops, supplies, and weapons. As the war continued into the 1970s, it became increasingly unpopular in the United States. By 1973, the United States began to withdraw its troops from the fighting in Vietnam. By 1975, all American military personnel had left Vietnam, and South Vietnam soon fell to the North. Vietnam was reunited as one country under a communist government. In the end, over 1 million people were killed, civilians and soldiers. Over 58,000 of these were Americans. Today, Vietnam is still a communist country. However, its economy is one of the fastest growing in Asia. The United States is Vietnam's top trading partner, and Vietnam is becoming a popular tourist destination.